This is Allie from 91.7 WLFR with an On The Beat exclusive on Circle K International's second annual Walk to Believe. Circle K is the largest collegiate community service organization which teaches friendship, leadership, and development. Gina Durham was the New Jersey District Governor of Circle K. In January of 2008, Gina tragically died, leaving a legacy to believe. Brian Pluccino was a friend of Gina's as well as a member in Circle K.
Gina was very influential. She had a very large role in the organization on the club and the district level. You know, did everything she possibly could to better the organization so that when she left it, it would be that much greater positioned than it was when she got there.
Circle K created the Walk to Believe in memory of Gina. The walk was framed around the idea to raise money towards a scholarship in Gina's name as well as reaching the goals for charities set forth by Gina before her passing. When sitting down with Gina's roommate, Nikki, we fully understood just how meaningful Gina was in every aspect of her life.
In her life, Gina played a very huge role. In my life alone, she was my big sister. She was my best friend. I learned a lot from her. She was a leader all over campus, especially with Circle K. She loved working with people and helping people. She really liked to put her all into everything. She had the biggest personality. And she made her presence known everywhere she was and in everybody's life that she came in contact with. Gina had a lot that happened in her life that she really tried to keep the faith alive with. And when she listened to the song Believe by Yellow Card, she really understood that that's the key to life, is to believe and move forward and always, you know, remain positive. She wanted everybody to know that all they needed to do in rough times is believe.
This has been an On The Beat exclusive with Allie. You're listening to 91.7 WLFR.